I'm Hayden Savage for the Ecom News Network, ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Tuesday, October 26th. The Missouri State Highway Patrol is reporting the arrest of a man in Shannon County on drug charges. According to arrest records, 33-year-old Zachary Basham of Winona, Missouri, faces charges for felony possession of methamphetamines, failure to display valid plates, and no insurance. Basham was released on the scene. MSHP also reports two accidents from Monday. One of those accidents occurred in Howe County and sent one person to the hospital on Monday. Crash reports state that a 1999 Chevrolet Venture driven by 76-year-old Helen Ream of Mountain View, Missouri, traveled westbound on County Road 5800, 1 mile west of Willow Springs, when the Chevrolet traveled off the right side of the roadway and struck a tree and fence. Ream had moderate injuries on the scene. She was taken by personal conveyance to Mercy Hospital in Mountain View. Also, a man was sent to the hospital on Tuesday after a crash in Reynolds County. According to crash reports, a 2018 Chevrolet Silverado driven by 81-year-old Robert Addix was traveling westbound on County Road 204, 6 miles north of Lesterville, when the Silverado traveled off the left side of the roadway and struck a tree. Addix had serious injuries on the scene and was taken by air ambulance to Barnes Hospital in St. Louis for treatment. The Missouri State Highway Patrol asks all state residents to be cautious when celebrating Halloween this year, and it's not just because of the pandemic. There are many distractions when traveling on the roadways during Halloween, and MSHP is asking you to avoid these issues to make it a safer holiday for everyone. Some of those tips include: if your Halloween costume covers your point of vision while driving, remove the obstacle until leaving the vehicle. All drivers should stay alert when driving on Halloween. Young children excited by Halloween could dart in front of a vehicle. Slow down and drive with extra caution. Motorists picking up and dropping off trick-or-treaters may result in an increase in the number of cars on the road. Please be courteous and stay alert for trick-or-treaters of all ages. Distracted drivers are dangerous drivers. When you're driving, keep your eyes on the road, not on your phone. Trick-or-treaters are reminded to watch for traffic while they are out and about this Halloween. Remember to look both ways when crossing the street. Use sidewalks wherever possible when you're walking around a neighborhood. Please trick or treat while it is light outside. If you do go out after dark, increase your visibility by using a flashlight. Any adult should always accompany small children, and older children should stay in groups. The Highway Patrol wishes everyone a safe and happy Halloween. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson announced his intent to appoint Christopher Carter of Yaleville as State District Court Judge of the 10th District composed of Baxter and Marion counties. Carter will be replacing the Honorable Jason Duffy, who resigned on the 6th of October. Carter obtained a bachelor's degree in history from St. Mary's College of Maryland and a Juris Doctorate from the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. He has served as Deputy Prosecutor for the 14th Judicial Circuit since 2003. Mr. Carter's term will begin on November 1st of 2021 and will expire on December 31st of 2022. Carter released the following statement after hearing the news. Quote, "I'm extremely honored that the governor has chosen me for this position. I believe that the 33 years I have practiced law in this area will be of great benefit to the citizens who appear in the District Court of Marion and Baxter counties. I would not have been able to get this far in my legal career without the tremendous support of my loving wife of 32 years, Karen," end quote. To view Governor Hutchinson's comment on the appointment, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. The new Ozarks Heritage Resource Center will be the topic of discussion at the Friends of the Garnet Library at Missouri State University West Plains on November 5th. The center is located on the lower level of the Garnet Library and is expected to open in 2022. The meeting will begin at noon and run until 1 p.m. on the patio at Collette Hall, located at 905 West Main Street on the MSU West Plains campus. Parking will be available for visitors in the Collette Hall parking lot. For more information about Friends of the Garnet Library and how you can join, visit the organization's website, wp.missouristate.edu/development. Or call 417-255-7940. Moderna said on Monday that a low dosage of its COVID-19 vaccine appears to be safe and effective in children ages 6 to 11 years old. Moderna is yet to receive the go-ahead to offer its vaccine to those ages yet, but is preparing to present data to the Food and Drug Administration for final approval. Researchers tested two shots for the 6 to 11-year-olds given a month apart that each contained half the dose given to adults. Preliminary results showed vaccinated children developed virus-fighting antibodies similar to levels that young adults produce after full-strength shots, Moderna said in a news release. FDA advisors will investigate Pfizer's approval for their shot in children ages 6 to 11 in a public meeting this week. If the FDA does authorize Pfizer's vaccine, the CDC is expected to recommend who should receive the shot the following week. The Mammoth Spring Chamber of Commerce will be hosting Spooktacular Weekend on October 29th and 30th. Friday's festivities will begin with the Homecoming Parade at 1:30, alumni meet and greet at 2:30, and the Homecoming Games will begin at 5:30. Saturday begins with a pancake breakfast from 7 to 10 a.m., a dodgeball tournament at 9 a.m., and a pig roast and cornhole tournament at 11 a.m. The spectacular events will then follow from 4 to 7 p.m., which will feature a costume contest at 5:30, and the evening will conclude with a 7:30 outdoor movie. For more information on the Mammoth Spring Spooktacular Weekend, find their Facebook page, Mammoth Spring Chamber of Commerce. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google Smart Speakers, the all-new ECNN News app, and more. We're everywhere. You need us. Remember, watch for children chasing pets and toys near the roadway. They may not be paying attention to you. At eCommunications, we care.